Yeah.
First, like first and foremost, like trust your mama heart. I think we forget that all the time is like, you know what's right.
Yeah, totally. No, mother's intuition, right? It goes a long way. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be some, it could be different for every single mom too. It might not be the same thing and like catching those same things that you're doing. Like it could be you get stressed or you react too quickly, or I mean, it really could be anything. And I think it's like making those mistakes and giving yourself grace and learning and growing from that. Because sometimes we don't even know something until we make a mistake. Hi guys, I am your host, Megan Van Dievender, and this is the Empowerhood Podcast. Empowerhood is all about empowering women no matter where you are and what season you are in life right now. We provide encouragement, inspiration, and resources to get you through anything that you might be going through. Tune in and listen to so many incredible stories from women that have failed, celebrated, thrived, made mistakes. We can all learn from each other to become the best versions of ourselves. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy this episode. That's cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So everyone out there listening today, we have Skylar Williams here with us, and she is going to tell us a little bit about her new motherhood journey and, you know, finding purpose beyond motherhood. So Skylar, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about you? Who is Skylar?
Yeah, of course. You know, that's such a funny question because I like don't have something big about myself. Like I was a teacher for, gosh, 7 years. I taught second grade and fifth grade, so elementary ed. So I just have such a love for kids. And I think that's why being a mom now and switching, and I stayed home. And so now obviously I'm a stay at home mom. And it's hard to really, like, I don't define myself as that because there's so much more to just, you know, being a mom, being a stay-at-home mom, being a working mom. Like, we have so many more hats that we wear. And so I just think, like, for me, I'm so passionate about, you know, finding more and, you know, knowing that there's so much more we can give ourselves out there. And, you know, being mom and taking on such a responsible role, like, we have to feed ourselves too. And so I'm just so passionate about, like, loving on the kids and the babies, and you know, like they're a world, but taking care of ourselves too, and you know, like finding just normal things and mundane moments that like we can do to find joy in our lives every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I was actually just interviewing someone before you, and she was like, I find it so important as a mom to be able to take that time for yourself, whether that is getting a babysitter for a little bit or even just, you know, having a side gig or a hobby or even just going to walk around Target and just be by yourself for a little bit. Because you do, if you don't fill your cup, then you're giving from an empty glass, and it's impossible to sustain forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard because like I think we live in such a time where, like, you know, self-care, and it's, you know, this big thing, and I love that, but I think it goes so beyond, you know, like getting your toes done and, you know, the little things. It's, you know, like sometimes we do need a breather, and it is just sitting in a chair. Yeah. And not processing anything. But like for me, that stresses me out more, just like sitting, you know, like,
yeah,
overanalyze everything. For me, it's, you know, like delegating those things that I need where I need the time. And yeah, you know, like for me it was today, like, you know, getting a sitter and taking the time, and things fall through, and we love that in motherhood. But that's where, if I had a different mindset, like I could have canceled today, I could be in tears right now, I could just be like a hot mess express. And I just, you know, flipped around and was like, this is an opportunity, and you know, I have a great child, I'm gonna trust him today. And like I had to take my maternal instincts too, of like, I think so much of motherhood and joy is killed because we compare and we look at what other people are doing, and, you know, God forbid the mom sees this, or, you know, right, something is shared. And I just had to, you know, like swallow a little bit today and say, you know what, it is what it is. Like, yeah, this is something that I get to do, and he's going to see that one day. Mm-hmm. And be able to be like, no, I'm proud of you for doing it for, yeah, yourself. And, you know, going through that. I think we forget that they're watching. They're always watching.
Always
us.
Watching. Yeah.
Always watching, no matter what we do. And whether it's our mindset, whether we're working out, whether, yeah, you know, we're cleaning the house. And, you know, that's one of the things too, where so many moms, and I've had this conversation where they're like, when do you clean? Like, when do you do things around your house? I'm like, when my son is up. When he is up and he can watch me, and, you know, we're doing it together. And I don't take any time without him, like, to clean the house, because that's not fun. Like,
right,
if he's down, he's down for a nap. I'm going to do something that's going to better me as a human. That's going to better my business. That's going to better, you know, something for me because he's napping. If that's a nap one day, that's a nap. But I just don't believe in, you know, cleaning or doing the things that he can be a part of that are family related. Well, he's up, right? Like that's time where we can bond and he can see that these are the duties we have taking care of a house where then I can take time for myself truly when he's down for a nap. So it's just one of those things that it's a learning curve. And I think that's hard because this is the one thing I thought so long and hard about of like in my journey of motherhood and becoming a mom, like what's been the hardest thing of this journey? And it's challenging myself to be better. And I think that's the hard part is we have to try. We have to try to put the time aside for us. We have to try to get the sitter to change up, you know, how we do groceries. Like we have to put in the effort to want to joy in motherhood. And I think we get stuck, right, in the social media spiral, in the comparisons, and we don't try. We don't try to get ourselves out of where we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's such a stigma around motherhood too in the United States, especially that you're supposed to be overworked, frazzled, tired, stressed, burned out. And if you're not always busy, if you're not feeling like that, then you're like inadequate as a mom. And it's so not true because it's like those moms that show up put together, rested, they get judged. Like, well, she probably has help. But she asked for help. You know what I mean? So it's really like I had to get past that. I mean, God, I was this mom that was doing all the things that you just said. I would try to fit in every possible little thing into the top, like the 3 hours that my daughter was at a toddler room. So I would try to clean, grocery shop, do something for myself, do a workout, you know, prep food, all this stuff. So by the time she got back home, I was so exhausted. I didn't even want to play with her. So it had to like it really has to come to your own recognition that you can't you have to know it on your own, you know, because people could tell me that and it didn't come to the point where I was like, this really isn't enjoyable and what am I actually teaching her? Because if she thinks you never have to go to the grocery store, if you never have to do anything for someone else, because she's an only child too, you know what I mean? So if I never make her do those things with me, she's going to think it's normal that it's normal to come home from school and have me pay 100% attention to her that whole entire time. And it's not sustainable. Can you do that? Sure. But it's like, again, what is she going to think for the future that everyone should just be paying attention to her 100% of the time and you never have to run an errand or, you know, do anything for yourself or even just sit down? It took me years to just be like, all right, I don't need to do this right now. I'm going to sit down, read a book for myself. And this is showing her that you can actually sit down and just be quiet. You don't always have to be go, 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 go. But it is so hard. And really, I think like what you said is like you have to bring awareness to it and want to get better. And that could be something so simple that you do every single day. Like I was saying to my sister-in-law, she's about to have her second and she's like, I don't know how I'm gonna like divide my attention between these two. And I'm like, sometimes you might just want to just sit down and do nothing and let them play, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's one thing I really regret when my daughter was little, because she's 8 now, is that I didn't just like sit. I always had to be doing something, whether I was like washing the dishes or wiping the counter or like, you know, if I wasn't playing with her, I was doing something. And it's like, you need to show them that it's okay to be still. Because it's another thing in this culture where it's always got to be like constant, like brrr, like you're always doing something. It's like, ah, just like slow down.
And that was where I felt like very confident because my son is such an independent player and people are like, how does he do that? I'm like, from the start, I just let him play. Like I took those times where I was like, you're just gonna sit and I'll be right here. But like, and sometimes I think he plays better without me because when I'm in there with him, he'll just like crawl to me or he'll come to me and then he's like, and that's fine. Like we'll play. I'm all about that. But it's interesting because when I thought about today, I was like, you know what? He probably will be just fine. Like the amount of times that he has played independently, but like trusting him to do that too. And those moments of like, we know we can do this and having confidence in yourself. I think, again, like we look at so much of the stigma of motherhood and like it's okay to not know what you're doing and it's okay to be like kind of like incompetent as a mom, and you're kind of like, everyone's like, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. And we don't, right? Like, we're learning things every day, but you have to have confidence in what you're learning to know that you're like doing it or the right way for your family. And I think that's the in-between of where, like, we have to put in the effort to say, like, I'm confident in myself. I know we have these abilities. It's going to be okay. And we learn, rather than just saying, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just going to, like, sit here and just flop, rather than what can I do? And it's not going and Googling a million things, right? Like, we can tell you that. Like, Google is our friend. But again, like, we're in a world where there's hundreds and hundreds of resources. Trust yourself.
First and foremost,
like, trust your mama heart. I think we forget that all the time. It's like, you know what's right.
No, mother's intuition, right? It goes a long way. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be some, it could be different for every single mom too. It might not be the same thing in like catching those same things that you're doing. Like, it could be you get stressed or you react too quickly, or, I mean, it really could be anything. And I think it's like making those mistakes and giving yourself grace and learning and growing from that. Because sometimes we don't even know something until we make a mistake. And then you're like, all right, yeah, that really wasn't great. I freaked out, or, you know, I'm so exhausted. Whatever that might be, you kind of have to do that first and then kind of pivot and go from there.
Yeah, but knowing too, you have to pivot. Because I, like, that's where a lot of people give up, right? Is they make that mistake and they're like, I suck, right?
I'm a bad mom. Like,
I'm a bad mom. And you get, and you spiral from there, where if we can sit back and say, you know what, I'm actually a really good mom for being aware of the mistake we just made. We're not going to do it again. And then what can we do different, right? Like, we have to grow and change from there. Like, and that's where the effort comes in. And I think it's so hard because we just want to give up. We see it's the easiest route. And you see that that's what everybody else is doing. Well, you know, the neighbor next door is just sitting down and we wave at each other, right? It's like, no, get up and go take a walk with them, right? Like, you have the power to change your narrative.
Absolutely.
And that's where you have to say, like, I'm going to put in the work.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But I know from that, like, I'm going to be more present with my babies. And I'm going to be able to be calmer in the situations where they're going to freak out.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw a temper tantrum. But I have the calmness to be equipped to handle it, right? And it's figuring out what that means for you. Like, if you know every single time you go grocery shopping, like, your kids are going to be a disaster, you know, take the time to, you know, look into ClickList, right? Or whatever it is. I don't do that. So, like, but a lot of people, like, I was really struggling with groceries. And a lot of people are, like, you know, throwing out ideas. And it came down to, like, my son can handle it. We just can't handle 3 hours. And so it's, if I can't find a sitter that day, because that's option one for me. Like, I would love to go grocery shopping by myself. I don't want to take that away. Because I do, like, I'm going to plug in my audiobook. I have my grocery list. Like, that is a time that I feel really lucky that I can go do that for my family. Like, I don't want someone else to do that for us. That's me. Like, some people love that. But then, like, I had last time too, like, I couldn't have a sitter. And I was like, you know, then we're just going to break up our days. Like, why stress? And why, like, panic? I'm getting food for my family. Like, this is a blessing. Like, I should not be running around Sam's Club making supers with my head cut off, trying to get in between nap time and worried about his lunch. Like, break it up. And so I was like, you know what, we're gonna go sit at Sam's Club, we're gonna have $1.50 hot dog, and we're gonna have a lunch date, and then we're just gonna do Sam's Club today, and tomorrow we'll go to King Supers. And I just was like, you have to let it go. And I was like, you know what, I don't care what my husband says, I'm getting the groceries. I'm, you know, like, he's gonna be thankful no matter what, and he's just gonna know, like, we have food in the table, like, food on the table. And it doesn't matter. Like, he goes to work for us every day. We do our home things. And, like, that's one of those things I had to let go.
I think, and that is so important too, just like, because kids change too, our circumstances might change and you might have to change again, but, like, find what works for you right now, you know, where you're at right now. I know, like, when my daughter was, she was maybe like two, you know, we would have to assess, like, all right, we really want to go out to dinner, but can, is this the right situation to put her in right now? Like, is she going to freak out? Cause you kind of have to think ahead of time. Like, all right, did they nap today? Did they get, you know, good sleep last night? Are they going to be able to handle this situation? Or are we setting ourselves up for failure? Because at the same time, it's not really the child's fault if they're going to have a tantrum. I mean, sometimes tantrums happen, whatever. But if you can think ahead, you know, can you prevent some of this stuff from happening? Just like the grocery store. It's like, can they handle 3 hours of errands? Probably not. So, like, maybe we should come up with a different plan. And yeah, if you can separate it. And that saves you stress too, right? It's like, it's going to save you a lot of stress, probably a meltdown. You know, it's like, it's going to be better for everyone. And like you said, you kind of just have to let go of that preconceived notion of what it should look like. It, like, let's just go with what's going to work and what's going to be comfortable for everyone and still take care of the family's needs.
Yep. And that was like finding myself as a mother. And I think that's even like the things that I look back and I'm like, what really like pulled me out, right? Like when you get stuck in that, those societal expectations and norms, like I look back and I'm like, I really indulged in the first 3 months. And I did, like, everyone was like, you know, it was my first, I took in the snuggles. Like I did, and I don't look back and regret it at all, but I'm lucky that I did take a look at my life when I did and was like, there's gotta be more. Like, I'm loving this, but like, I think I can love this while also doing something for myself too. Like, it does get exhausting. Yeah, every once in a while, do I want to just put on my sweats and go lounge? Like, absolutely. And our kids need to know that too, like you're saying, right? Like, it's okay to have a lazy day, but every single day, like, you have to look at yourself eventually and say, like, is this what I want? And if not, then start analyzing, like, what can I do differently? Like, instead of getting up and watching a movie, like, could we get up and could they watch my workout while I'm doing that? Like, my son loves watching my workout videos. Like, he doesn't, I don't even care what we do. Like, my office, like, workout is trashed after our workouts, but I'm like, it was fun. Like, I use that time to bond with him. He's watching me move my body. Like, it may take me 45 minutes for a 25-minute workout, but I plan for that, right? Those are one of those things, like, I have to know and be aware, but I'd rather do that than slowly lounge in my morning and like just procrastinate things. And sometimes it happens. But I have to be aware of that, of like, this is what works for us and this is what I should do. But it hasn't always worked like that either. Like, I know the older he gets, like, working out is going to be a lot harder, but I'm just going to have to pivot because I don't want to give that up. I know for me, right? Like, moving my body is really important and it's important to show him we can do that. So like, as he gets older, is that going to shift? Absolutely. And what does that look like? I've had to carry him through workouts, but you got to do what you got to do. And I think your mindset too of saying it's okay. It's okay to hold him. It's okay to let him cry for a second. It's okay. You know, all these things you just have to let go. And I think that was the biggest thing where I finally looked and was like, I just need to stop scrolling on these like helpless grams, right? I just need to stop looking at what all my friends are doing. I just need, like, what do I want? What do I want to do for myself? And it was, I know I want to move my body. I know I want to be healthy. I got to walk my dogs. Like, what did I have to fit into my day? And then I just kind of blocked from there. Like, how can I utilize my time wisely to say, like, these things need to get done? But it was hard. And it was realizing, like, we can't just do this every day. Like, it's nice. And some days it's great. But, like, there's so much more to motherhood. And once you like get out and start enjoying it, right? And you take that step. And I think that's where, right? If you don't take that step, you don't know what you're missing. But once you step out and realize like there's so much more to motherhood and yourself, and like you can enjoy it. Like, it can be something beautiful and fun, and you could learn something every day. Like, I just look at everything and I'm like, he's learning. I mean, like, even today, I was holding him while I was doing squats, and he like squatted a little bit, and I was like, he's in that mimic stage, and it was like precious. But it was one of those moments, like, if I wasn't just like slowing down in my workouts and enjoying it with him, like, I would have missed it. And it just would have been another day and another, you know. And I just, if we realize that there can be joy in those moments, we just have to find it. We have to work to find it.
Yeah, I mean, I think like we get so sucked into motherhood, and it is, you do lose yourself, you know, a little bit when you have a baby. And it's like, I just said this in the last episode, it's like reconnecting and like finding that person who's a mom too, because I mean, mom, it does take over your life, and it is your biggest role. It really is. It's your biggest purpose. Is that I can hear. It is your biggest purpose, but there is like, I mean, for me, it took me about a year after I had my daughter, and then I realized, like, okay, I want to be more than I am right now for her, you know? So that was like my biggest motivator. So, like, did I love being a mom? Absolutely. It was like my family is my number one always number one priority. But I was like, I want to do more to for her. And that was my biggest thing. So it's like really just like kind of noticing that and what you can find beyond motherhood. So tell us a little bit about your business, Skylar.
Yeah, so I am kind of just like my brand myself, which I have been in like my 7 years of education. I also took on network marketing pretty much throughout all of it, I would say. My first couple years of teaching, I just kind of did teaching. I was always in like the social media space. And then I just started with teaching and education and like always wanting to help, jumped into the network marketing space. And just kind of from there, I've really tried to find myself. And I think what's so funny is before my son, like I had who I was, you know, this person on social media and this educator. And then I had my son, and you're right, it was like everything I cared about once just no longer mattered, or like it shifted in my priorities and my perspectives. And I just kind of had to figure out like, what did that look like for me? And like my brand and business moving forward of like who I am, because I think a lot of the network marketing space gets really wrapped up in who they're representing or what they're representing. And I believe a lot of it is like you're representing everything, right? Like everything I represent comes from me and what I love and how I share it. And from there, it just kind of like branched into a whole bunch of things. And I think for me, like, I don't focus on one specific thing because I'm so much of a person. And I have created like planners that came out of nowhere, which was super, super fun. I know that was one of the things this summer was like, I knew I needed to manage my time better. I'm a big like time blocker and big organizer, and I had to figure that out. And so I one day was like, I was looking everywhere for a planner and was like, I just couldn't find something that like worked for me. And then lo and behold, I like went and created a template on Canva, and like my planner was born, and that came out of nowhere, which has been like super fun too. And I think that's hard too, like some of the best things come from what we don't even expect. And that was kind of creating my planner and the conversations and moms and people I've met through that, which was like so minuscule and never supposed to be anything. And it just like blossomed into just kind of creating more of like me as a mom brand, and things that I just love. And so I help launch a clothing brand, which has been phenomenally fun. I also am helping sell nails, which has been super fun. Like I just, if I love it, I share it. And I think that is what gets really tied up in the network marketing business and just anything sales, MLMs, all of it. It just, you lose sight of who's behind selling it. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's, if I don't love it, I'm not going to share it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I just share what I love. And I think for me, like that's turned into myself and my brand and, you know, me as a business, and then helping moms. And then I launched a motherhood summit,
yes,
which then like tied into everything. And that just like, I just feel like I want to help and I want to share. And I want to just, as an educator, and I think everyone's like, this is the teacher in you. Like,
yeah.
you can't stop. And I can't, like, I still sub because I can't leave that alone. And so for me, it's just, I want to get my hands in as many helping places as I can. I also am a host of Mom Walks in my local community. So I want to be out there helping. And yeah. I feel like if we love things, we share them.
Yeah.
And I think we underestimate like how much we really do share and make an impact. And the word influencer, right, gets blown around now. And I think we all are. Like we are influenced by each other every single day.
Yeah.
And for me, like I just decided to grow off of that and say like, I'm not an influencer. Like that is not how I describe myself at all. But I love to share and I love to help. And I think if what I can share can help, like,
yeah,
that's what I'm passionate about. And I think that's where if we get lost in the idea of what you're selling and you get wrapped up in everything, like we sell ourselves, right? And I just want to help. I want, like, I don't care if what I share like helps one person. That's one person more that benefited from anything. And I think we forget that. Like, yes. We forget that we can make a difference as minimally as possible.
Yeah.
And so for me, like, I know I just like went on a tangent there, but
not at all. It's amazing. I mean, that's why I started this podcast. It's like, you know, just sharing a story can do more than you think, you know, just sharing your experience right now and just, you know, how you've come from becoming a mom to really like finding your purpose and passion, you know, by sharing and helping people in that way. It's like, it doesn't have to be something big. I mean, you started off as you as like, you're like, why don't I have anything big? Skylar, you're selling yourself short. You are incredible. And I mean, I'm going to link all this stuff below, but even just, you know, the purpose beyond motherhood, tell us a little bit more about that. So those episodes are released every Saturday, is it?
So yeah, so I hosted a summit. It was over 10 days long. And the funny thing now too is I kind of took, there were so many good things. Like I'm getting talking about it and it just like, there were so many fabulous things that came from it that I was talking to another, you know, business partner and girl that I just adore and look up to. In the network marketing space, and was like, my head is spinning now with things that I want to do from here. Like,
right, it's just a start. Yeah.
It just was a start. And so I have a lot of, I think, and I don't know how much I want to say here because if it falls through, that would be really unfortunate. but because right now they're so big, right? And I just like, I think that's the thing too, is you can't limit yourself. Like right now I have these like massive, like, thoughts on what can come from it. And I'm going on a trip this weekend. I'm actually going to like an hour outside of where this girl is doing, so we're gonna meet up. And so I've been just like taking all my notes of like things I just want to like spill at her of like, are these stupid ideas great ideas? Like
nothing is a stupid idea. Nothing is a stupid idea.
And we tell ourselves that, right? We're like, this is so dumb, but I know, like talking to her about it, and like I'm like, I know it's not going to be, but we do that to ourselves. Yeah. And we're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And we limit ourselves. But I'm like, regardless of how silly this may seem in my head, like I'm dreaming and I'm going to like do this vision. And so it all started because I, as we've mentioned this whole time, like, but there's more out there. And I wanted to help moms. And that was the educator in me. Like, where can I pull all the resources to help moms find this joy and find what we truly love in life? And so I gathered 10 fabulous mamas experts. Megan was one of them.
That's how we met. Yes.
Exactly. And we talked like all things motherhood, joy. Ours focused a little bit on like more so sleep and how like really helping sleep can give us joy too. Like that's a big health and wellness thing.
Right.
And I compiled all these videos, put them together, launched them for a summit, and it was amazing. We had all these moms come together, and I think the coolest thing was what a lot of moms took away from it was 30 minutes a day that they invested in themselves.
Yeah.
And that's this whole thing that we've talked about was finding time for yourselves. And the amount of moms I heard back from that said, you know, just reminding me to take a half hour for me that day.
Yeah.
Like you started a habit of 10 days I committed.
Yeah.
To investing 30 minutes in myself. And then from here, I now have a plan of how I can spend time for myself. And like that, it like gives me chills because that's what we want moms to give back to themselves. And that was, you know, my big message on Valentine's Day was you have to fuel yourself and find joy. Otherwise, like our kids feel that. Our kids feel when we don't love what we're doing, when we're upset, when we're angry. Like, if we find joy and happiness, like they feel that and they're going to just radiate that too. And so I wanted to help the moms. And so if you can't tell, like everything just for me, I just, sometimes I overcommit, but like I want to help and I want moms to know they're capable of more and just that there is so much more that you can do. You can involve your kids in all of it. Like you cannot involve them. Like you can get a sitter. Like you can do it all.
Yeah.
If you ask, right? If you ask for the help that you want, you can do it. And so I kind of have ideas from here about a little bit of taking the videos and launching them in a new way of kind of challenges and really having moms kind of take a challenge from each video and do something and really hold them accountable because we have to do it together. And I think that's what we realized from the summit was we need our village and we need our community. And from there, I thought, well, how could we build that? If we want this community, like I have my local mom guac that I love, and I have, my social media, and I have these moms, and
Yeah.
how can we all come together to be better? And so if we can challenge each other, and watch a video and say, from this video, what are we going to take away and do? Like,
Yes.
we have these things. And so kind of just bringing like accountability and motherhood coaching groups kind of together. I don't, it spins in my head, and there's so many more like logistics, right? But I think if moms can find a place to just come together
Yeah.
and know that what they're doing is okay. Like, you're following your mother's intuition, right? You are following your instincts. You're trusting yourself. You're loving on your baby, right? Like, you're just there and you're doing the best you can,
Right.
right? Then what can we do to find the joy and
Right.
help each other?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's what I do as a coach. Like, I am a women's health coach as well, and most of those people are moms. And it's really just helping them find that time management, find that time to put in for themselves, whether that is a half an hour a day or more, to be able to take care of themselves so that they can show up and find that joy. Because it's like, how hard is it to find joy when you are exhausted, you're not putting in your workout, you're not eating healthy, you're not feeling good about yourself. And it's like, that's really hard. And so just being able to help people manage their time better, which I'm interested in your planner. You'll have to send me the link to that. I can link it in here, but I feel like my mamas would do so well with that. So I'd love to
Yeah,
see it. Yeah.
it's really simple. And the idea behind it was like, honestly, like cheap and simple, because I think the hard part too is everyone commits to these massive planners. And I have thrown away my fair share of like,
Yeah.
it has the year on the front and I've trashed them because I get like a couple months in and then my ideas shift, my goals shift, like things I want. And so I just wanted something like simple, short. It's 3 months long, like it goes through like weekly days. And it just kind of helps you sit down. And for me, it gives me 10 minutes
Yep.
where every day I plug in and say, what are my priorities? Like, and I
Yeah.
took a big teaching thing, like what must I do in that day? And then
Yeah.
what may
Yeah.
I do?
Right. Well, it's
I
like
didn't.
I always go through like, all right, so what's an emergency? What is your productivity? And then like, what is waste of time? Yeah, but yeah, I would love to see that. I mean, in 3 months, I feel like is a great span of time where your kids won't change too much then. Hopefully your circumstances won't change, incredibly
It's
different,
just more of a tangible time. Like,
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah, we can set goals for the year, and I think we all should, right? Like, by the end of this year, I do want this, but in order to actually get there, we have to break it down.
You
And
have to break it down.
we have to say, okay, in 90 days-ish, and that's kind of where like 3 months, right? Like,
Yep.
we're kind of around 90 days. Like, in 90 days, can you do something every day to get to that goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can track it. And that's where, like, my must-dos are going to be things that are going to, fuel my businesses, me, or something in my life, right? And then my may-dos are going to be like cleaning. I'll put appointments on my may-dos just because I need an appointment spot. I realize is like I
Yeah.
had to take the dog to the dog groomers, but I didn't want to like take up a space. So, but
Yeah.
I did. I was like, you know what? Today it's a must-do. Like, I must take the dogs to the groomers. It's super
Right.
important. And sometimes that happens, right? Where you're like, but I think it's breaking down to like if we make a to-do list of eight things, like we're not going to accomplish it. Like
Yeah.
we want to, but we've got to look down at our priorities and say,
Right.
what is going to, in this day,
Actually
make me better?
happen. Yeah.
And actually back, and I even at the end of my planner, like put like a win or a loss, because I think it's important to look back on your day and see like, was it good or was it not? And
Right.
I've had my fair share of like, I'm circling my L, like
Oh, absolutely. But it's like,
that
did you stay
was
focused or did you get distracted or
fun.
where did you get distracted? That's
Yes.
a big one because then you can kind of change that for the next day. And
And
we
that's
are
where I think,
bombarded by distractions. So it's like, it's okay. But yeah, it's nice to know when you are being distracted.
and I think being aware of that, and that's where, again, like I keep saying my teacher brain, but I'm like a freak about the data, because in order to make a change, we have to see what's continually happening, right? Like, I even put the weather and my mood in there, because I'll notice like when it's continually snowy,
Yeah.
I'm like, I haven't gone outside to take a walk. Like, you can tell your sanity is changing, or
Yes.
like, yep, it's been rainy for 3 days. My to-do list is not getting done. Like, what
Right.
do I need to switch up? But being aware of that, being aware, like, the weather is going to affect my mood, or you know what? I've put this on my to-do list for 3 days in a row and it still hasn't got done. So what needs to happen, right? Like even recognizing like, okay, this has been on my to-do list. What do I need to do to get it done?
Yeah.
But I think too, and that was where like planners aren't for everyone, right? And that was a hard part of, I had to find what worked for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, if it works for other people, great. Like that was never the intention, was to like create something that worked for everybody. It was like, I'm going to create something that I need.
Yep.
And it helps others. Like that's what's so cool, I think, about network marketing. And I think finding the people who do share what they love, because it's actually benefiting them, right? Yeah. And like when I put the clothes on that I'm helping sell and launch, it's like, I know that when people buy them, they're buying them because they want to feel confident.
Yeah.
And they want to feel good in what they're wearing. And I know that if they want to join me in that business, it's because they see the value, right? And that's them, right? That's why I think there's so many things out there. And I don't limit myself to just like, this is what I am and what I sell, right? Because there's so much out there. And if putting on at-home nails is what is going to make you feel better, like, I want to help that, right? Like, I will get you the cute nails. And we will get you feeling beautiful from home because, I don't want to go to the nail salon either. But I have friends who, like, my bestie, she's like, I'm not doing up my nails. I'm like, I don't need to do. Like, you love that time. That's your time. But I think, too, again, and we've said it time and time, like, you have to find what works for you in this time and, like, not be persuaded, not be burdened by what other people are doing and what you see out there. My big thing, if you love it, get it. If you want to do it, do it. Like, if it fuels you, set it on fire. Like, I can't stress that enough, is who cares if someone else doesn't like it? Who cares what someone else thinks? Like, we got to let go a little bit and put ourselves first. Like, if it fuels you, set that on fire and run with it.
Yeah.
And let it give you all the joy in the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. So where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now, Skylar? All these big dreams, are they coming true?
You know, the funniest thing is, like, I see myself, like, so full on in a mom era. And I know that's so cliche right now, but I want a big family. Yeah. I want a homeschool. I just see so many beautiful things in building a big family. And so many things that can go on at home with my background, and just I think what I share and I think the passions that I find, like, I want that to be able to fuel a mom era, and I want that to be able to show my kids that, like, we can strive for it, we can do it, and it's because of them. And you hit that when you said, like, you do so much because of your daughter, right? Like, I think about my son and future kids I want and the family, and I'm like, everything's for them. Everything I do and share is to build our dream life as a family, and to be able to stay home and homeschool and have that time with them and share all the experiences. Yeah. I think I just see myself sharing the beauty of life and what that comes with, of, you know, losses and gains and the beautiful and the hard, but finding joy in all of that.
Yeah, I think the joy is linked, right? It's linked to our children. Even when we're finding that time for ourselves, and you might feel selfish, it's all linked. Because like you said, whatever we're doing, it's for our kids. Even if it brings us joy as an individual, it's like we're just doing the best we can and we want to make them proud. Even though it's making us happy and we're finding our own joy in the long run, they're seeing that. And, you know, it's all linked together. Because remember, they're our number one purpose. So it doesn't mean you can't have more than one purpose. It's just like, it's all linked together to bring that joy into our lives.
Absolutely. And I think, like, when I say to you, like, find what fuels you and light on fire, like, your kids are it. Like, they're your fuel and you're the match. Like, you just need to find then, like, what keeps it lighting,
right?
And what is going to keep it rolling. And I just think, too, like, where I see myself in 5 years is happy. And I, like, I know that sounds so cheesy, but I'm so in charge of that and of my feelings and saying in 5 years, I'm not settling for anything less. Like, I'm settling for the big and the happy and just the joy that I feel. And, like, I'm, you know, I picture a new home because I won't be in this one. I'm hoping to move. But, you know, I'm you manifest that and you say, like, I want to see that. I see myself in a new home with a bigger family and everyone running around and laughing and giggling and just actually being present.
Yeah.
But that comes from, you know, finding outside joy. And I was talking with mom the other day and she's like, how do you do it all? I'm like, you ask for help and you do it. Like, yeah. Those are two things. Like, you get the help you need and then you sit down and you do it and you tell yourself, like, I'm capable. I can do this. And in the end, it's going to be so worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I love all of that. I can't wait to see all that you will do. So I will link your website below where we can find you and the planner. If you have a link for that, I'll do that below as well. And what should we look for in the new future, in the near future for you?
Lots of happiness.
I love it. We all need happiness.
I know. I really have taken February to like sit and reflect because so much happened.
Yeah.
And being able to go out and see my dad for like a week and spend some time with him has been like really grounding. And so for me, it's kind of like a lot of reflection, but a lot of good to come. So honestly, like, pretty much stay plugged in to my Instagram. That's where a lot is, if you want to link that too. A lot is on my Instagram. I took a break there to do a lot of reflecting and just kind of like enjoy the time and plan and dream and kind of just get some things under wraps. But a lot to come there, just lots of the things that to be shared, to be found in joy and just to laugh with. I try to be very real and I try to just be a normal mom. I think we forget that is, it's either we want to strive to be, you know, that top influencer or the hot mess, right? And I think we get stuck in the two polars and I just want everyone to know it's okay to be both. Like, we can share and love and aspire and dream. We can sit on the couch and do it too. Like, there's a lot in the middle. And I think if you just really find what you want, and you really set that forward and say, like, this is me. This is what I can offer. And this is what I want to do. Like, this is what I love. This is what I dream. And do it.
Yeah. I think that is the best question. What do I want? Because I think as women, we just don't ask ourselves that enough. You know, we're always trying to please everybody else and we don't even know what we want. So really reflecting on that, like, what do you want? And then take action.
We ask that to everybody. Like, we literally ask everybody else in our world, what do you want? What do you need? What can I do for you? We miss ourselves. Like, we never, and we should be the first person that, like, when you wake up, like, what do you need today to make sure it's a good day? That you find joy in it, that you relax a little, like, that you're doing all these things. And that's for me, like, sitting down and blocking that out of, these are the things I need to get done. I have this time. So where now can do that?
Let's all ask ourselves that today. Yeah, I mean, I know I have to remind myself regularly. Even my husband will be like, well, okay, out of that whole situation, what do you want to happen? And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, okay, this is what I want to happen. And
But we have to try again. And that's where we have to put in the effort.
Yeah.
To ask ourselves. Because if you don't, no one will. And I think that's where we get stuck. If you don't do it, no one else will. So stop and reflect on yourself. And know that when you pour into you, you only be better for those around you.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Skylar. This was amazing. So much fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love talking about it. Thank you for letting me just share.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will talk to you soon. I'm sure you can go get your baby now. He's so patient.
He's a rock star. We love him.
He really is. Well, thank you again. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Empowerhood is brought to you by Flourish Everyday Coaching. Check them out in the link below. And again, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. If you could take 60 seconds of your time and leave us an Apple review, this helps share the news about this podcast and help women all over the world. If you want to see the video version of this podcast, you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next episode.